This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Police say two people have been found dead at the University of Colorado's Colorado Springs campus. The university went on temporary lockdown around 6 o'clock this morning after police were alerted to gunshots in a dorm room. That shelter-in-place order is now lifted. Police have not identified the deceased, but said each suffered gunshot wounds. It is being investigated as a homicide. We'll have more on this story as it develops. A measure reinforcing that Colorado K-12 schools must use a student's preferred name cleared its first committee at the State House. CPR's Benta Brickland has more.
The bill would ask schools to come up with a policy for preferred names on unofficial documents, such as rosters and student IDs, without a legal name change. A youth advisory council proposed it. High school student Megan Taylor helped craft it.
Transgender youth that live in environments where their chosen names and pronouns are respected attempt suicide at half the rate of transgender individuals whose chosen names and pronouns are not respected.
Opponents say it would infringe on parental rights and allow young people to make important decisions without guidance. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The forecast for this holiday weekend looks warm and sunny, but first, winter weather will sweep the state. Colorado's mountains saw significant snow overnight. Up to 4 inches of snow is predicted across the Denver Metro and the I-25 corridor this afternoon, continuing into the evening. Tomorrow, the forecast shifts to spring-like conditions, with highs reaching the 50s and 60s. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.